Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay, so there has been, new developments this weekend regarding the election. So over the weekend in Nevada, the Senate race went to Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who is the incumbent. And so, you know, that did draw a lot of discussion. One is that the Senate is now, the Democrats will have a majority in the Senate again, narrow majority. But what happens now is if the Democrats are 50 and, the Republicans are 49, now it is up to Georgia. And even if the Republicans win Georgia, the 50-50 tie in the Senate can always be broken by the Vice President Kamala Harris. So this is why the Democrats are technically in control of the Senate. Narrow majority will help them with Supreme Court, Supreme Court nominations and other things that the Senate needs to do to provide a checks and balances on the House. The House still looks like it's going to be going towards the Republicans, but there is this delay, and still here we are almost a week after the election, and still we don't have results. So a lot of questions have been asked. Many of you have asked, you know, what happened? Laxalt was leading, Lombardo was winning, what happened? Well, it looks like the Washoe County votes came in, as well as the Clark County votes. And Washoe County, which is up north, that houses Reno, Carson City, the Washoe County that usually runs a little bit more red has been slowly changing to purple and now blue. Keep in mind, California is coming into Nevada. Northern California has found amazing deals on homes, and Reno is a fantastic city. So Reno has exploded. Washoe County has exploded in people coming, the suburb, the Lake Tahoe, the tax relief. So we have a lot of Californians that have moved into Washoe County, so it's no surprise that we would probably be seeing things turn a little bit more blue. Of course, there's been the question of, well, how do I know if my vote counted? Where's my vote? So there's a software, and we spoke about this last week, called Ballot Tracks, that not all cities or not all counties and states have, but a good number of them, Nevada has, California has. And so I think it's a double-edged sword. So on one end, you're supposed to be able to put your name, date of birth in their address, depending on the state. Find your state if it has it. Give the information and see if your ballot counted. Well, for those of us that have done it, me, myself, and you guys saw, I went to vote, told you everything that happened. I was purged from the system for some reason. They gave me a provisional ballot. I voted in person. I can't track my ballot. My ballot's not showing up. Now, is it that the software is messed up? Or is it that if you voted in person, it doesn't show up? I've spoken to, people within the party to see if that, you know, that's not the case. But ballots, any ballot you've done is supposed to show, based on your date of birth, that you voted. Because we want to make sure that the mail-in ballots you didn't get weren't duplicated by somebody else. So the problem we have is people have been reaching out saying they can't find their ballot. Now, they can't find their ballot on that one software. That's not, you know, the end all of softwares, but now we have people going, what's going on here? So the drama that is going to now ensue is, you know, why is it taking so long in some, you know, districts? How come some Republican leaders, such as governors, such as state reps, won, but then the Senate switched? How come Republicans won when, you know, it should have been easily Democrats? So now starts the conversation of, well, what happened here? And why is it taking so long? How come some ballots, how come some states, like Texas, like Pennsylvania, they got their results in lickety-split? Why is it still dragging, California's dragging their feet? Why did it take so long in Nevada? So the longer this goes, the more suspicions come. And so we are being told that there are going to be investigations launched. People are going to want to know what happened. Where did the votes come from? You know, did anybody look at these hundreds of thousands of ballots, and how did they verify signature? And as I said before, okay, I like as little drama as possible. All right, I want the country to trust their election system. I want us to be able to know that our vote counts. And the way the system is we forced an older version of a system to take on something that I don't think it was ready for. And even though some states have said, well, we got it. We were able to get the mail-in ballots in. We had a system in. We had early voting. We counted the ballots earlier. We had our acts together. Many other states don't. And ironically, it's the states where it was close, just like last election with Pennsylvania. And, you know, the states where it happens to be close, that's where things are seeming to bottleneck. Now, it could just be as they want to make sure they get it right, or is it that they are overwhelmed with these ballots and they know that fraud could be a play and they have to, you know, make sure that they weed out any fraudulent mail-in ballots. I don't know how they're handling it. That has got to be, and I got to say kudos to election workers. This has got to be a pain, all right? I'm sure they're busting their butts, but there's a lot of eyes on them. People don't trust them, and it shouldn't be so much the election workers. It's the concept of a massive mail-in ballot option. And you know, and many people have spoken out saying, I love the fact that I can mail in my ballot. That's fantastic. You know, for there are some people that will never go to a poll again with the crime and the shootings and intimidation that they think can happen and the weather. I get that people would love to do a mail-in ballot, but our infrastructure should be in place first. We have an antiquated election system that is antiquated pre-COVID. For poll voting, we, you know, for most of the states, we don't have this infrastructure for hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots to show up from the mail on election day. And the longer this goes, the more there's going to be distrust and the more room for error and the more room for fraud. So the drama's coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I wasn't paying a lot of attention in the 80s, maybe not so in the 90s because I was in school. And so when we had recessions going on, I mean, I knew because my parents were struggling and, you know, I never really had a lot of money at the time. So, you know, I really wasn't as blown away by some of the changes because, I mean, if I'm working at fast food and I'm working a bunch of part-time jobs and I'm in school, you just kind of, you know, keep one foot forward. You just keep doing what you're doing and, you know, you hope that eventually things pass. Well, when the Great Recession happened, although now they're changing the dates, they're saying the recession ended in 2009. I don't remember it that way. I remember the recession going deep into the teens, where we had housing, you know, crashes and the housing market crashes and multiple layoffs. And I get every city could be different, but I lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I don't remember anything ending in 09. I remember things starting to get bad and then going deep into the teens, interest rates high, just, you know, it was a mess. And then slowly things started to recover, late end of the decade, and then we had COVID. So one thing that people had said is the reason why we can't call this a recession that we're in right now is because there's still good employment. There's still, we just had a bunch of hiring for Christmas and holiday shopping and retail, and, you know, that numbers are good. Well, my concern is when one starts to panic, everybody starts to panic. So the reason why the media has been very careful about not saying recession, not, you know, well, one is because some media, didn't want to affect the election and they didn't want anything going one way or another. But the other is they didn't want the, oh, you know what, if they're laying off, they're laying off, now we have to lay off. And I saw that in 2008, 9, 10, 11, I saw how when one laid off, they were like, well, then I need to too. Well, we're seeing the dominoes fall now. And so every week we are being told that there are companies that are preparing, bracing, or starting to lay off. So these companies include Meta, that owns Facebook. We're being told by Mondo.com is laying off 13% of their workforce. Twitter, 50%, and that was with the Elon Musk purchase. And that, I don't know so much if that is all recession versus Elon Musk overpaid, and so he now wants to save. And we talked about how, sadly, employees are the ones that kind of get hurt when business deals go bad. And so if he thinks he overpaid, he is going to, cut the fat. So 50% of the workforce laid off. Zillow has laid off 5% of their workforce. Peloton cut 12% of the workforce, according to Mondo, last month. DocuSign fired 9%. Taboola, 6%. Snapchat fired 20% of their workforce. Outbrain, 3%. Lyft, 2%. The Mom Project, 15%. OpenSea, 20%. The numbers just keep coming. Well, I judge what's happening based on Amazon. And I'm like, as long as Amazon is doing okay, we're good. Now we're being told Amazon is cutting. Amazon is going to cut 10,000 jobs. That's about 1% of its global workforce. Now, when you look at that, you're like, well, it's only 1%, but it's a sign. It's a sign of things to come. If Amazon, knowing that, you know, it's got the winter months coming, it's got, you know, all the, you know, all the drama that's going on with the Putin-Ukraine war and people conserving fuel and, you know, other economy issues, when they start to cut jobs, when you would think they would be exploding in terms of, you know, their stock in the next few months, it shows that we're in a recession, and we are having companies that are realizing they're putting too much money into labor and they need to make cuts. And we did this to ourselves by telling these companies you need to, you know, pay your workers more. I want people to make good salaries. I want to see individuals be able to handle the $5.69 gallon milk to pay for the eggs. But the system has kept spiraling into we pay more, we charge more, we pay more, we charge more. So, no, the average person now, $12 an hour minimum wage in Nevada, we passed that again for that to be whether you get benefits or not. $12 an hour doesn't cut it anymore. Why? Because everything is so flipping high. The gas is high. Trying to get an electric vehicle is ridiculous. A new car, a used car. Used cars are more expensive than new cars now. Now $12 an hour doesn't cut it. So if you're going to raise minimum wage, here comes more price hikes. So how do we scale that back? Well, what companies can do, you know, when you look at a business setting where companies can save themselves, is trimming the most expensive part of the bottom line, which ends up being labor. So if they did overhire, if they hired individuals and many of them were working at home or they're not getting the productivity, they're getting cut. And that's what Elon Musk did, that's what Meta's doing, and now that's what Amazon's doing. According to New York Times, Amazon's going to lay off 10,000 people in corporate and tech jobs this week. It's going to be the largest job cut. And remember, the reason why to me this is so significant is it's before Christmas. Now, Amazon is going to be at its busiest. And for them to make these cuts before the holiday, there's a significance there that people in the business industry, you know, and I think we all can kind of go, okay, wait a second. That means they need to make the cuts, and they need to make the cuts now. You know, usually when you're going into flu, cough, cold season, we would always extra staff because people are going to call out sick. This is, if somebody cannot hold on to their additional staff, that means they're in trouble. And I don't want us to feel sorry for Meta, feel sorry for Amazon. Trust me, we got our own, you know, poop to fry. We don't, is that even a saying? You fry your poop? We have our own poop to deal with. Maybe that's a better word. We have our own poop to fry. We can't be frying other people's poop. It's a new analogy today. So what do? If you are working for Amazon or working for these companies and you know the layoffs are coming, what do? Well, it sounds to me like unemployment is going to be a little easier. I don't think the COVID flexibility with unemployment has reverted to pre-COVID times, where you had to show proof and go through all the hoops to show that you were actively looking for a job. If we are in a recession and if we are having massive job loss, then the unemployment will probably be easier to get. So I am anticipating we're going to probably have, you know, a lot of individuals on unemployment. What's eventually going to happen is companies are going to then go back. This whole labor shortage pendulum, they're going to be short on labor. And they're going to be, you know, then as they cut, they're going to automate. There's still going to be more automation. There's still going to be more evolution of how to make jobs less people dependent. But then there's going to be another labor shortage, and then hopefully people will hire again. I'm hoping that whatever sort of economic downturn we're going into won't last more than a year. I know I'm being optimistic about that, but I think because the pendulum is swinging so quickly, that maybe things are gonna bounce back a little bit more. But just keep in mind that, you know, when these big companies that have billions upon billions of dollars, maybe even trillions of dollars, are making decisions to cut prior to the bread and butter time of the year, these companies can't afford their labor anymore. And if companies can't afford their labor anymore, and the country is not in any sort of state of mind to say, yeah, you know what, let's go back on minimum wage, let's make minimum wage lower, you know, we're here to, the high prices are here to stay. We are going to have high prices. We're not going to see prices drop anytime soon. You might see maybe, you know, I found a carton of milk for $3.50, but in my grocery store, the majority of them were still $5.69. I think we will see some things go down in terms of supply and demand. But if labor costs are high, then we're going to be charging. Then things are going to just cost more. If crime doesn't get under control, there's going to need to be more security. The one job I am seeing, if you guys are looking for a job, is security. I am getting alerts saying we need security, security. A lot of them are unarmed security, so I don't know if that's really going to attract, but it says unarmed security. And I don't think a lot of people are going to want to be in a security role where they can't have something to protect themselves. But some of them can still have tear gas or pepper spray or other things like that. But the next big push we're seeing, the one industry that I don't think is going to cut is IT and security. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do the left. letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden across the table from China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia on Monday.
And the world expects, I believe, China and the United States to play key roles in addressing global challenges from climate changes to food insecurity and for us to be able to work together.
The Chinese leader responds via a translator.
So we should take history as a mirror and let it guide the future. Currently, the China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it.
Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto wins in Nevada over the weekend. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we have had a horrible, horrible tragedy. 3 football players killed, 2 students wounded. There's been some back and forth on the suspect in custody. This happened at the University of Virginia. We are being told that the suspect is in custody. Some sources are saying he's not, so I'm getting from CBS News that he is. But this happened Sunday night, and three University of Virginia football players on their team, three have been killed. The suspect is identified as Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. I believe he was a previous member of the team. The deceased victims were identified as Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis Jr., and Deshaun Perry. UVA President Jim Ryan said during a press conference, two other students, one is in critical condition, one is in good condition, were also wounded in the shooting. So the shooting happened late Sunday night near a campus parking garage on a bus full of students. They were returning from a field trip. This was Sunday night. Police responded to a call of shots fired at approximately 10:30 p.m. Tim Longo, the university's police chief, received word on the suspect's apprehension. Before announcing the arrest, he said the suspect was charged with three counts of second-degree murder, three counts of using a handgun in the commission of a felony. So he was at large, and then apparently they found him. Students and staff were warned to shelter in place Saturday night or Sunday night after the report that there were shots fired on campus. They issued an alert at 10:42 of an active attacker firearm. Late Monday morning, after the shelter-in-place order was lifted after a thorough search. So, you know, this is something that, you know, it's a shock. As, you know, these kids, I like watching college football, and I mean, these kids, you would think, they're kids. You know, you compare them to NFL football, and they look like kids. They're college kids. These are our babies, and they're on a bus coming back from a field trip. I'm not exactly sure what field trip would have been done on Sunday night, but I think they were coming back from D.C. They were, they went to a play. In D.C. And so it wasn't necessarily the football team that was coming back, but it was a class-authorized trip. And Christopher Darnell Jones, 22 years old, decides to shoot into the bus. Not sure if he was one of the passengers. Not sure if he was waiting for the bus to come back. And if he was in the parking lot. We're not sure. So we're also unsure if he made any threats. And, as a parent, you know, with kids in college, and, you're just horrified to think that a fellow student, just like what we saw with, you know, Uvalde, an ex-student, and or with these high school shootings, it just blows your mind that they could be among, murderers. And what made this person decide to, we're getting little bits and pieces. As I said, we heard he might have been a prior teammate. You know, I mean, did he just randomly shoot into the bus, or did he choose, particular individuals to target? So we're going to get more information as we go. It's shocking. But, the more and more we hear of these school shootings and campus shootings, it's no wonder you see more and more of a push for online. I'm blown away at how many students and how many, schools still have online options. And, maybe I'll be a little bit more, relaxed about that still happening. I've been very concerned about, students not being around other students and the BS that happened with our schools and the regression of our kids and their academic abilities and their academic progress. And, even my sons who said, gosh, online is horrible. You can't learn like you can in class. And, my sons keep going to campus to try to, learn better or work with other students or see other people. And in fact, as I said last week, we're paying extra for online classes, even though my kids don't want it. The universities are like, oh, we're charging more for the online. Maybe it's because they have extra IT costs or the average student doesn't want it. Well, when this sort of BS happens, maybe we always need that system still in place where there's always that a class that's recorded or a class that's live versus in person, because we tend to think, and that if bad things are going to happen, They're going to happen only at a certain time of night, only if you're alone, only if you're in a part of town. You know, you would think, well, college campuses, you know, you're in crowds. There's nothing like this would happen. And that's not the case. And this is something we've said on our show all the time. The mental illness is so rampant that when somebody decides to commit it, they're not always thinking like, you know, okay, well, I'm going to just wait until there's a dark alley and somebody is walking in that alley. And then if I jump them, nobody's going to see. Not all criminals are thinking that logically. Others are like, I have absolutely no problem fighting with a fast food worker and shooting them in the middle of the day. That's how some of these people are thinking. And you're like, where are they getting that logic? Or this, or you know, this you know, student doesn't care that there's witnesses. Doesn't, when you are, you know, mentally struggling, you're not going to be thinking the same way somebody who logically with strong mental health thinks. Which means, you know, we've spoken about, you know, are our kids in danger? You know, our schools obviously aren't as deadly. If you really look at the statistics, it is still rare. But, how many more of these are parents going to put up with or families going to put up with? You know, we spoke about Kevlar backpacks and, you know, things you could do. You know, oftentimes the shooting happens and by the time you're even able to think about, you know, where you could go or what you could do, it could be too late. You know, we need to do a better job of one, allowing people to protect themselves, B, having, you know, more law enforcement, C, anticipating stuff like this happening. And I'm not saying we'd be paranoid, but anticipate that if you are in a crowd, that you being in a crowd can be just as vulnerable as you being a single person walking down an alley. You need to have that same, that same awareness. You know, when I was in Israel in the 90s, I went there for a visit. It was amazing how you actually felt safe because everybody had that awareness. And, you know, you saw American military, you saw Israeli military, you saw, you know, just people with that sense of awareness. And you know, when things happen, it sadly happens when you don't imagine somebody, you know. So, like, if I go into a restaurant, I always have my back to the wall so I could watch who's coming into the door. I don't know if it's the way my father trained me. I don't know. It's just something that I don't want to have my back to a door. I always want to know where the exits are. And, you know, I'm not saying everybody has to be a prepper and everybody has to carry, but I have my CCW. I anticipate that, just like with a medical issue, I always anticipate that there could be something medical happen. I was at bingo and some man started to, you know, have a coughing fit. And I'm like, you know, make sure that's not an inferior MI. Be prepared. You know, I'm always on that state of readiness. And I think we all need to start thinking that way. And maybe we do need security with us. Maybe we need to look at more Kevlar lined backpacks, clothing, bulletproof doors and windows in school, more armed security. But this should have never ever happened. But it just highlights we have very, very deadly, you know, people out there. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly the Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a common complaint many of you guys have had is, why haven't more doctors spoken out? They have. It's just, you know, we get silenced, we're being told it's misinformation, and we doctors have had opinions. And one doctor I spoke to you guys about, half of the Derm Bros, remember we spoke about the Derm Bros last year, is that going to now join us. Dr. H.L. Greenberg, board-certified dermatologist, founder of Las Vegas Dermatology, he lives in my neck of the woods in southern Nevada, actually completed a residency in internal medicine at Georgetown University Hospital, spent a month working at the NIH, and guess who his attending was during his infectious disease rotation? Dr. Anthony Fauci. So Dr. Greenberg is here to join us and, you know, talk to us about his thoughts of all the craziness that's been going on. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so, so much for being here with us. We really appreciate you.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, thank you so much, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. All of your posts have been fantastic, and it's nice to see a like-minded physician online talking about these things, just knowing that there's more than one opinion on the common dialogue that's been happening.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm one of your biggest fans, so you are. And by the way, he is gorgeous, everybody, all right? You know, this is a gorgeous dermatologist, so, yeah. Okay, so get ready for this next interview. So, you know, so Dr. Greenberg, you have been, so, you know, dermatology, you know, looking at this virus and COVID, you know, are you just as blown away with your training at the NIH? Have you ever seen anything that acted like this virus before in your training?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've known about infectious disease for a long time, and when I spent my month at NIH doing infectious disease with Dr. Fauci, you know, I was N95 fit tested before the rotation. I shaved every day before that rotation because I knew I was going into a room with somebody who had, you know, HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis, and I'd go through, you know, an airlock chamber into that negative pressure room. I'd wear my N95 fit, you know, for that 30 or 40 seconds I was in the room because I didn't want to get TB, and then I'd take that mask and throw it in the trash when I left. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, how I dealt with those diseases at that time. As for COVID, I got COVID in January of 2020 before it was a thing because the CES show was here in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and I was sick as a dog over Martin Luther King weekend.
The recurrence, these variants, the long COVID, have you ever seen in your, you know, and I did infectious disease at UCLA, and like you said, a lot of HIV, tuberculosis, syphilis we had. I've never seen a virus, sure, though, continually come back or hit us again 2-3 weeks later. I mean, am I missing a class of viruses where this was more common and we just didn't know about it?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, when I first thought about the disease and when I first had it, I thought, okay, I've had the disease because I was, I had my serum tested in April of 2020, and I found out that I was IgG positive for SARS-CoV-2, and I just thought, okay, I'm protected. I'll never get it again. You know, I have naturally acquired immunity, and then I got it two more times after that. So, I don't know. I think that there are different variants. And you know, Michelle Walensky, who's in charge of CDC, just got vaccinated and just got COVID. So, you know, I just don't think we have great solutions for this issue right now.
Yeah, it's blown away. What was it like rotating under Dr. Anthony Fauci?
I loved him. I thought he was a god. I was impressed. You know, I hung on every word he said. And I just enjoyed working with him. He was very personable, kind, warm, very good with patients. So I had nothing but good things to say, you know, at that rotation.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. I know. I was you know, Georgetown U. That's a fantastic hospital. You must have seen a lot of pathology. You know, what was some of the most, you know, interesting cases you remember seeing?
Oh God. You know, one that comes to mind right now is somebody who, you know, I had somebody who had HIV psychosis, and that scared me because he was pulling out his IVs, didn't really know what was happening. And so, like, that case was the first time I'd ever had to, you know, take over somebody's life. And we put that man down and put him in an intensive care unit, paralyzed him, and put him on a breathing machine because he was out of his mind. So that scared me. It was one of the things that made it so that I thought, well, maybe I should do something else besides internal medicine.
Yes. And we love you. Dr. H.L. Greenberg is a board-certified dermatologist. He's known as Dr. Vegas. And you can follow him on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Dr. Greenberg, you know, we've had a lot of changes recently, you know, with the mask mandates, Sisalac. What has your opinion, you know, with everything that's been going on?
Well, like I said from the start, you know, when I did my rotation at NIH, you know, I was fit tested for the N95 mask. And I do think the N95 masks work, but I do think you need to be fit tested. And I think, you know, I'm sure when you were in medical school, they taught you, clean technique, sterile technique, how not to contaminate yourself or others. And the problem is as a society, we don't know those things. So you'll go to a restaurant, the waiter or waitress or the server, whoever's bringing your drink, will, you know, touch your drink, then touch somebody else's drink, wipe their nose, touch somebody else's drink, and, you know, we're transmitting things all the time because, as a society, we just don't know proper clean or sterile technique.
And these masks that we were, you know, when we were done, I found them on the strip. I saw them in schoolyards.
Oh.
You know, if these are biohazard, why aren't they going to biohazard? I think we did it half-assed.
Well, to your point, I mean, you know, wearing a handkerchief around your face or, you know, a cloth mask or all these other masks, yes, I think that they may reduce transmission, okay? The question is, how much are they reducing transmission, and is the cost worth the benefit? And I would argue, no, the cost is not worth the benefit, hasn't been worth the benefit. We've certainly suffered the repercussions here in Nevada worse than almost any other state, you know, and I'd like to point to three areas. I've lost a lot of friends over my thoughts on this, but like Sweden, for instance, or Florida, where there was more freedom allowed in those areas, and they did just as well or better than we did here in Nevada. And I think Sisalak paid the price by losing the election for, you know, his tyrannical and authoritarian treatment of society with what he did.
That wasn't as medically based, and they should have consulted you. Dr. Greenberg serves on the Clark County Medical Society as a board member, was immediate past treasurer of the Nevada Society of Dermatology and Dermatologic Surgery. You would have really been a huge asset. In the last minute or two, talk to us about Derm Bros. I love what you guys do.
Oh. So the Derm Bros is me and Dr. David Cotter. He was a resident physician when I first met him at UNLV, and you know, he won the award for best resident. And basically, during the pandemic, we weren't seeing any patients, and we started doing these Derm Bros lectures. Now we've done 13 of them, talking about acne, skin cancer, psoriasis, eczema, all lasers all the time, Botox fillers. And the last one we just did, Derm Bros 13, was on new medications for 2022, because there are so many great new medications in the dermatologic space, including for eczema, psoriasis. It's a fantastic time to have disease if you have to have a disease.
Dr. Greenberg, we're definitely going to have you back. I mean, you know, you're a wealth of information. How can people find out? How can people find you and get more information on what you do?
So I'm on all the media at H.L. Greenberg. The name of the business is Las Vegas Dermatology. It's at LV Derm on all of the media, you know, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. And, you know, we're just the Derm Bros, me and Dr. Cotter. So if you search Derm Bros, and we've been on the American Academy of Dermatology's Instagram page, we took over the page for the day. You know, the most important thing for us is to do right by our patients. We're patient advocates. And, you know, we also want to have fun while we're doing it. And Derm Bros is very much that. So I so much appreciate what you do for the medical community and speaking out. And I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Oh, my gosh. Anytime. Can't wait to have you back. Love you, Dr. Greenberg. Check them out, guys, at Derm Bros and Las Vegas Dermatology. All right. You take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.